You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
Here we are. Cool. So quick reminder, we're live on Facebook today. Welcome, Facebook people. Thanks for chiming in. We are 1 Million Cups Appleton. We celebrate entrepreneurship every week. Wednesday is 9 a.m. We've been doing this virtual thing through COVID, which has been kind of neat, but can't wait to get back to the in-person events whenever we can safely. So welcome, welcome. All right. I'm just going to hop on Facebook. Amanda, if you want to share your screen and kind of get set up, then we'll get started right at 9:05.
All right.
Good morning, everybody. Grab your coffee. And refill if needed. Or tea or whatever that is that the Walterkins people have. What is that called again? Is it? I can tell Tracy wants to tell
us. It's mate.
Mate. Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, we can get started here. Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, July 15th today, and we have an awesome presenter. Company is called A&H Homes, as you can see on the screen here. And we have Amanda and Holland presenting today, two local entrepreneurs. So I'll let you guys take it over.
Hey, thanks. Just having a little bit of my coffee too. All right. So we are A&H Homes. We're going to do renovation, design, and realty. So morning, everybody. All right. So a little bit about who we are. My name is Amanda Jensen. I have a interior design associate's degree, also a separate associate's degree specializing in kitchen and bath design. I am a member of the NKBA, which is the National Kitchen and Bath Association. And then I've had a couple of internships with one with being a renovation company and then the other with an independent designer. I have a little bit of a fine art background and I've been in customer service positions for about 15 years now. I'll let Holland introduce herself. Unless she's having problems with her audio. We got her. Oh, Holland, you're muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So my name's Holland. Like Amanda said, I also have a interior design degree and a kitchen and bath degree through Fox Valley Tech. Also a member of the NKBA. I have a few internships under my belt here. I did a couple with independent interior designers, and one was actually more on the business side of interior design, so I have more experience in that aspect of it. I currently have my real estate license. I've been working in that field for 4 months now. And then I also have about 6 years of customer service experience just working in the industry there. So, yeah.
All right. So a little bit of why we're different than, well, and I guess we should introduce that we're going to be flipping homes to initially start out here. So a little bit about why we're different than your average company around here that's renovating homes for profit is we have the education to do it. We have the design experience from our education, from our internships, our various projects. We have a vast professional network that has been provided to us through our education and through our internships. We have all these other associations and resources that we have access to that your average person just trying to, your average person trying to just renovate homes might not have. So again, with the NKBA, I am going to be pursuing a certified living in place professional designation. So it's about 16 to 18 hours of training just for that. So the NKVA requires continuing education of about 20 hours for every 2 years. And then some of the things they do are either their meetings, through their meetings, through webinars, through other, they have other CEU type credit things on their website. So it's just a lot of continuing education to even be a part of that. So I have a list there that some of the topics for the CEU credits that were available this year on the webinars. In addition to that, we're going to be applying for the Wisconsin Dwelling Contractors Qualifier certification, which is basically just your contractor's license. Initially, to have it instated, it is 12 hours of training, and then an additional 12 hours of continuing education for every 2 years as well to renew that license. Again, I have a list of some of the topics that you can cover in the continuing education there. And then we are going to be hopefully joining the Wisconsin Real Estate Investment Association. There is a WISCO REIA in our area. We are attending our first meeting next month, and hopefully we can meet a lot of great networking and more information through all of them and some other great things in our area. So I'll have Holland talk about what we do.
What we do. Well, obviously, when we first start out, we're going to be renovating and flipping houses to begin with. So as you see, we'll be doing a lot of the demolition and installing the things that we can. So like flooring, drywall, anything like that. We'll be subcontracting out any other specialty things like electricians and plumbers and anything like that, that obviously we don't have the specific skill set to do. But also along with that, we'll be doing plannings for each of our renovations. So as you see on the screen, there's like a CAD drawing. Those are basically more detailed out plans that what we do, so we know we can plan everything and where it all needs to go, along with dimensions and specific placements of anything that needs to go in the walls while we have it demoed and everything like that. The other, along with drawing out and doing sketches and planning and putting everything together, so that way we know how we're going to go about doing the design process and the flipping. I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Amanda.
I think we pretty much got it there. Again, this screen is some shots of some of the things that we've done through our schooling. So some of the projects we've done shows a couple of different programs that we've used, some hand drawings as well, a very unflattering picture of me installing some flooring at my internship, and getting down and dirty with some of the things I did at the work site. So what we do, here's what we don't do. we can all Google interior design fails, right? And some of them are quite obvious. Some of them are a little more subtle, but I think we can get the gist of why some of these things aren't great. One of these photos is actually, I would say let's see if I can get my pointer on, the one in the lower right actually came from a local home that I was flipping through, and it was on like Zillow or Realtor, just a home for listing, and it was listed as modernized kitchen. And there's like, I'm sorry if it's your kitchen, but it's just wrong. You've got like three or four different kinds of cabinets, the colors and the drawer pulls are all different. It's just, it's a mismatch. It's a little bit of everything, and it's just not flattering. So obviously we can see why the sink isn't working. We can see that somebody didn't take an account to plan for installing that dishwasher. But there's some more of the things that just aren't quite right that sometimes you'll see in homes, which is why you want to hire a designer. And we think about all those things. So we're going to start again with the renovation aspect of it. We do have a lot of, sorry. I'm trying to move my thumbnail out of the way. Okay. So starting with the renovation aspect of it, because we have a lot of things that we want our business to do, but we're starting with the renovation because we don't have anything to build a portfolio on besides of what we've done in our schooling. So we can start with renovation. And then once we have our first home done, take gorgeous pictures, you know, build our portfolio, and then get everything ready and start marketing, start pushing our work. So everyone has a clear visual of what we want to do. And through that kind of establishing what you can see in a home that we make for you, or, you know, that we're providing. And then starting with the renovation gives us an opportunity to work with different contractors and kind of see, you know, whose personality we click with, you know, who's a good fit for us and how we all work together. Holland, do you want to take this one or I'll take this one?
Our plans for growth, like I said, like we're saying initially, we're going to be doing like house flipping, home renovations and everything. That's something that we do love doing, but we also want to be able to work with people who obviously already have houses and homes that need or want functional design. And that would be our next step after that, is to offer our services for those people. Specifically, Amanda said she's going to be getting her Living in Place certification. So that's another thing that we were going to focus on. If you don't know what that is, I don't think you explained that, but that's basically someone who is more like middle aged or a little older. We would be designing their home so they could live in it for as long as they possibly could without having to change anything after that. So it saves a significant amount of money initially, and it also helps them feel comfortable so they don't have to worry about being able to live in their house once they are older. And then also the retail design showroom. So that was the last thing. Eventually we do want to get a bigger showroom / warehouse where we can have our office and have all of our tools, obviously, and then have an area to meet with clients and contractors and people that we work with every day.
All right. And then the last part of what we plan on doing is the realty aspect. So Holland does have a realtor's license. She's working as a assistant to an agent right now. So she's getting tons of great resources and information and experience through that. So we want to be able to buy and sell our own properties, cutting out commissions to a third party, keeping all of that within our own business. And then that lets us create like relationships with our buyers. So, you know, we hope to have a few homes for sale at any given time, you know, in the future. So it's like, we can just have those personal relationships with our own buyers without saying, hey, we need an agent that's not associated with our business to come and meet you and see what we've done. It just eliminates that. So we can really sell ourselves to our buyers. And then, you know, they can refer us to everybody else they know who's looking for a home. And then part of that as well is in the future, we are open to possibly doing some rental properties as well. Either purchasing and building that, or starting a fresh rental company, or flipping homes that maybe are duplexes and keeping those under our company. Well, yeah. So thanks everyone. We are in the startup portion. I'm not sure if I hit that for you. So we're hoping to launch roughly this fall. We're a little bit behind with everything COVID, with scheduling meetings and everything with everyone. So it's been a little bit difficult that way to be as far ahead on everything as we'd like. But so hopefully this fall into this winter, and ideally we'll have our first property on the market next spring.
Awesome, guys. Hey, great work. And thanks for the awesome presentation today. So now we'll open it up for questions, Q&A from the audience. If you want to just maybe, well, actually you can keep your screen up. So yeah, if anyone has any questions or anything and wants to chime in, feel free. Now is the time. I can get started with our first question here. I'm curious, how did you guys meet?
Through school. We both went to the tech for the interior design degrees at the same time. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. So how long, have you guys known each other for a while, or when was school for you guys recently?
2016.
What was that?
2016, I'd say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's when I started as well. I took a little bit longer to get through both programs than Holland did. I think I took an extra semester just so I wasn't over full time every semester.
Awesome. Yeah, cool. That's helpful. I always love to know how teams are drawn together and stuff. That's cool. Any other questions from the gallery?
Yes, my name's David. I work for Aero AV Group, but I had a question. When it comes to design, what would you say is your philosophy for designing homes as a whole? I know you sort of touched on that a little bit, but more on the creative side, or are you truly on just the functional? I saw a lot of creativity in your schooling portfolio, at least. So,
well, and that's part of what we want to show everyone, is that you can have this fully functioning home and not know that it's been made for someone with, say, any kind of disability to have, greater access around their house. So it's really, we're designing for, designing for your life, really, because, think of it, any of us could have an accident tomorrow and not be able to get up our front stairs, and that's, you were not invincible. And it's a lot of the times when you're spending, $50,000 redoing your kitchen or something, if you don't have somebody that is kind of taking the future and that in mind, then, it's potential that you're just going to have to redo it, should something happen. And that's part of the living in place. So it's also part of universal design. So saying, I want the space to be functional for everyone, regardless of age or ability.
Yeah. Cool.
I can ask a question. What you talked about working with individuals and with contractors, what is, in this type of business, where is the majority of your business going to be coming from? Is it going to be a person coming to you saying, I want to have my house renovated? Or is it that somebody comes to a contractor, then the contractor sends you in to design the house? Where is the majority of this coming from?
So ideally, we will be our own contractors. We are going to, start with the flipping just to get our name out there and show a portfolio. And then, ease into the design so that there will be people coming to us saying, please help me redesign my space. And then we'll be our own, project managers in that. So, we're both going to be getting our contractor's license so that we can apply for all of our,
permits.
Thank you. So all of our permits ourselves. So we are not employing another contractor under our team, but we will have to contract out to some, to electricians and plumbers because we don't have that training.
Okay. So when you said we would be working with other contractors, those are going to be your plumbers or whatever that are doing services for you.
And to add to that too, I guess ideally too, we would like to develop the relationships with obviously plumbers. We're not going to go and train extensively to know how to do plumbing. So we're going to have a plumber and an electrician and everything.
Right.
And ideally, we'd like to develop relationships with specific people that we'll eventually continuously use. And ideally, they would recommend us also for any needs that someone else would have design-wise or renovation-wise or anything like that as well.
Gotcha. And is your focus mainly new homes or renovations?
Right now, it's going to be renovations. So basically buying the oldest, most unupdated house in a neighborhood that we can update and then sell for obviously a profit, but then also get our name out there and show that we can do all like all the design aspect of it as well. So initially, yeah, we'll be focusing on just renovating houses.
But once you get into the new construction, do you see that as the bigger part of the business, or do you see a 50-50 split with renovation still, or?
I guess, I don't know, that for us, I think was farther down the road. So we haven't necessarily thought too much about that. I don't know if you have any other thoughts, Amanda.
Well, when you say new construction, do you mean like additions to, you know, current properties, or, you know, building a new home from the ground up?
I'm envisioning building a new home. That's where my head is at. Yeah.
Okay. So we discussed it a little bit. But I think initially we're definitely going to stick with the renovation part of it and working with existing properties. I think as far as new construction goes, you kind of have to be in with a, you know, it's usually a builder will contract out to a designer, or the client, who's wanting the home will also work with a designer, who will work with the builder on that. And I don't think we, really want to, move forward in establishing those kind of relationships quite yet.
Gotcha.
Hey, David here. Good morning. I heard you say that you were, waiting, I think, until the fall to launch. Just curious kind of what kind of things you have on your to-do list and what needs to be done yet. That's kind of put me off until that time frame. Probably a lot.
Yeah. we are constantly, updating on our business plan, but we need to, we have our employee identification number. We have yet to get our articles of certification to get our LLC going. We need to meet with accountants to really make sure that we're doing everything correctly as far as when we go to purchase our tools. We are in between meetings with the bank about different loans and researching the best options there. And the fall is a better time for us to be purchasing a property.
Gotcha. Cool. So you're looking to make that first purchase on a renovatable home and get that as your fall project.
Yeah. And then use the winter time when, buying and selling is a little bit slower, to do the renovations. And then, ideally have it launch when the market picks up the spring.
Cool.
Awesome. Do we have any other questions, from people? Tracy, are you checking Facebook by chance?
Yeah, I'm checking. There are no questions.
Cool.
I have another question.
David,
On your design fail page, most of the design fails made sense to me. There was one in the center that I was like, not my aesthetic, but why is that considered design fail to you? The one with
the fancy cabinets and the lights.
Yes, the one center with the hexagonal.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's a design fail?
Right there is a big thing.
The trippability.
Can you see my pointer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it's not my design aesthetic either, but that's going to take so many toes. It really is.
Yeah.
If you have, once you're accumulated to the space, you might not, bump into it anymore. But what if it's at night? What if you have a guest over that doesn't see it? Or what if you have a guest over that's using, a cane or a walker or something, or just is not as agile and able to move around that? I mean, it looks like it extends pretty far onto the floor. You can see the countertop, kind of comes out here, but it looks like that extends even further out, and it's just, it's going to take everybody's toes.
Yeah. Broken toes all day. Makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. Some of them are a little bit more subtle.
Awesome. Well, hey guys, we are kind of getting close on time here. So the last question for 1 Million Cups is always, what can the community do for you?
I would say...
I know, it's a tough question.
It is, it is. I would say, you know, support us in whatever way you think that you can, whether it be like networking or say, hey, I've got a great accountant that might fit your energy and your personality. Like, you know, help us network.
Yeah, basically just resources and information, because that's, we're always looking for those no matter what. So.
Cool. Awesome, guys. Well, hey, thanks so much for being here today. If anyone has any other questions, feel free to kind of stick around. But Eric, if you want to cancel the live.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.